Good afternoon, Tumo. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Oh, so lovely to hear from you. Tell us about David Sturman. Who was he?
David Sturman was the leader of the Khoi resistance, and he was born in 1773 and died in 1830. Remember last week we spoke about Klaas Sturman?
Yes.
Who was his brother, who led the Third Frontier War of Resistance, but unfortunately died after the war in a buffalo hunting expedition. So he died before formally taking occupancy of the land which he fought for. So this is where David Sturman comes in. In 1804, David Sturman took hold of the land and moved into that land with about 10 men and 32 women and children. And this David Sturman's land became a refuge for runaway Khoi farm workers and slaves. By all accounts, because of this, he was now labeled as the troublemaker and are in the region. And in 1809, he was then arrested and imprisoned on Robben Island without trial. So that land was appropriated for other purposes. So he made history by escaping Robben Island and found refuge with the Xhosa people, with whom he continued the cause of resistance for another 10 years. So then in between 1818 and 1819, he was then part of the Fifth Frontier War of Resistance, in terms of which he was recaptured and sent back to Robben Island. And incredibly, Kathy, he escaped again.
Wow.
And this made him the only person to ever escape Robben Island twice.
Incredible.
It's amazing, amazing. And he then, when he escaped, he was again apprehended in 1823, and he was banished to New South Wales in Australia. And that's where he died in 1830. To this day, Kathy, his remains still lie abroad in Sydney. So we celebrate Chief Klaas Sturman for his incredible contribution towards the resistance of the Khoi people and the resistance of the people of South Africa. The artist who did this statue that is found at the Long March to Freedom amongst hundreds of liberation struggle icons in this monumental procession of South Africa is Keith Kelder. So I explained a bit about Keith Kelder last week, which is something I'm not going to do today. But I'd like to speak about some of the significant features found on David Sturman's statue that we as tour guides sometimes discuss. When we speak about the statues, we don't only look at the history, we also look at the art.
Okay.
So we have some symbolic significances that are found, or features that are found on the statues. So, for example, on David Sturman's statue, he's got a necklace, and the necklace has three items which have symbolic meaning. It has a crow, it has a cross, and a shell. But unfortunately for the listeners, they would have to then have to travel to Maropeng, come and see the procession, and I'll explain to them what meaning, what significance does this features have, and why did the artist made him with that necklace. And also, David Sturman is carrying a gun, which is a muzzle loader, or a brown bass, which was the gun that was used at the time by the British. And he's also wearing breeches, which is possibly the type of pants that were worn at the time by the Dutch army. So these are some of the features that we find on the statues, and we discuss some of these features. So I invite your listeners I invite everybody to come to Marobeng and see this monumental procession of our people.
Absolutely. And they can come and meet you also, Tumo.
Yes, they can come and meet me and other guys as well. You know, we are currently about three qualified guides now. The other one is still on maternity leave, but she'll be coming back soon. So we are all
fantastic.
Great people and, yeah, fantastic people to meet. And, you know, we can...
very knowledgeable.
Give out,
right.
Yeah, very knowledgeable.
Tumobo Pape,
yes.
That is where we leave it this week. Thank you very, very much for your time. And, yeah, we're going to be speaking to Tumo again.